Danny, on a le plaisir d'accueillir avec nous maintenant le joueur du match, celui qui a réussi un tour du chapeau et un but, donner la victoire à son équipe en tir de barrage, Ryan Pelling. Ryan, first of all, did you ever dream about something like that?
No, I don't think anyone can dream of that. I mean, my dream at the end of the day was 12 years old, thinking going to the NHL, but not that in the first game even ever in my career, so it's pretty special.
It is pretty special. Not even on a street game, like you play hockey in the street and you see yourself, you know, scoring a hat trick in the NHL. No,
maybe in high school. That's about it.
Yeah, that was good. Listen, you look pretty comfortable for the first game.
Yeah, I thought we played well. My line in particular. I mean, I've always said I've worried about the process more than the product. And I think if you do the right things, that good things will happen to you. And I think that was a good example for tonight. I mean, we were on them all night, I felt, and I mean, good things did happen, so it's good to see that.
You did show a good physical presence, even if it was your first game in the NHL. How big was the preparation that you had in the NCAA against big guy, against older guy?
Yeah, no, in the NCAA, I mean, college hockey, it teaches you a lot. I mean, guys are going to play hard all the time, and I mean, for myself, it's a little easier on the smaller rink. I mean, I played Olympic back in St. Cloud, so it was a little harder to kind of be a physical presence out there. But tonight, I mean, you don't have to kill guys. You just have to get in their way, and I think I did a good job of that tonight.
You were pretty involved in some of the puck battles along the wall in very tight space, and you came out with some success there. You were talking about the process earlier. Is it something you pay attention of, all of those little battles?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do the big things right, it starts with the little things. So winning those battles is kind of the main thing, and that kind of leads into the scoring chances that you see people get, even 20, 30 seconds after. So if you can kind of win the majority of those, you're going to have a good night.
Hey, Ryan, you knew that that Freddie Anderson was on the top five, the goaltender this year in the NHL. Did you have a book on him, or you just shoot and jump on the opportunity?
Yeah, I guess I got a horseshoe with me right now.
Don't lose it. No, but seriously, there's something that, at times, the team miss was a big body in front of the net. You're a strong guy, and you were right there, right from the get-go. And I think it's something from upstairs, anyway, that we've noticed. So was it like that in the NCAA? Or were you? Was it that your type of success around the net in tight?
Yeah, for sure. I think over my 3 years at St. Cloud, I probably had 25, 30 goals, and I think probably 80 or 90% of them came within 10 feet of the net. So that's where I see my success in putting scoring. So I just got to get to those areas, and especially at this league, guys will find you. So I think it makes it easier on myself.
Ryan, you told us this morning that your family tried to catch a flight from Montreal. Were they here tonight?
Yes, they made it, and thank God. I mean, my two parents and my three brothers are here, so I'm excited to go see them after.
Wow. Yeah, so you will have time to enjoy it a bit with your family?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
And for stopping by. It's
congrats, my friend.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
We're really delighted. It was great.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Andrew Shaw, maintenant, qui a joué un bon match ce soir.
I mean, like I said, it's going to be in the history books for sure.
Even though you didn't make the playoff, do you feel you proved people wrong this season?
I think we proved a lot of people wrong. You know, we all still think we deserve to be in the playoffs. You know, 90, was it 96 points? Most years, that's guaranteed a playoff spot. You know, but tight division, a lot of good teams, but it sucks. It's going to leave a sour taste in our mouth, but we got to take some positives out of this year and refocus and be ready for next year.
Andrew, on that theme of positives, when you look at the development of guys like Mete, Kotkaniemi, and you see what Paling did tonight and know about some of the kids that are coming up in this organization, how much optimism does that give you for the future?
Tons. I mean, kid to come in and do that, playing an amazing year, KK as well, as an 18-year-old playing in the NHL. I mean, a lot of promising, players coming into this organization for sure.
It's Andrew.
Victor Mete.
So hopefully next year.
Victor, what do you want? You really stepped up your game since you came back from Laval. How much did that little AHL stint really help you in the downward stretch?
Yeah, I think it was good. I mean, I got to play a lot of minutes down there and focus on what the team really wanted me to do, which was close time and space on guys and kind of take the body. I think I had a bunch of hits this season compared to last year, so it's kind of helped me kind of separate the man from the puck and try to be a little bit more offensive and more dynamic in the D zone.
Did maybe the game slow down a bit for you?
Yeah, for sure. I thought that just kind of knowing that to have a lot more time than I think, and just kind of watching when I was down there, watching the games that the boys were playing, and just seeing what kind of watching other players on other teams every night, just kind of trying to pick up what they do and try to put it in my game. And I thought it was very successful after the Laval stint.
On va aller à Derek au vestiaire. Il est avec le capitaine Shea Weber.
I worked hard and found a way to win.
It was a tough way to end the season. I mean, we're so close in setting, but how do you like the future of this team, especially the upcoming season?
Yeah, it was tough. Like I said, I thought we deserved a better grade. I thought, 96 points is a lot of points. You think you'd have a chance to be in the playoffs, but it's not always fair. It's not the way it goes. And like I said, it showed some promise and a lot of character tonight by guys showing up and playing hard right till the end and finding a way to get a win.
Did this team grow a lot this year?
I hope so. I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs throughout the season and challenges and. You know, we're a young team, and I think a lot of guys can take a lot of different experiences throughout this year and take it into next year, have a good summer and training and taking care of yourself and being ready to go from the start camp next year.
Thank you very much.
On va au vestiaire avec un gars qui a joué un très bon match ce soir, Nicolas Deslauriers, aux côtés de Ryan Pelling.
C'était ma job, puis quand c'était le temps, il fallait que je mène une bonne game.
C'est exactement la performance que tu
voulais
livrer ce soir?
Oui, je pense que oui. J'ai pratiqué un petit peu sur mes skills, fait que j'essaie de jouer avec le puck un peu plus, puis rendre le monde confortable avec qui je joue. Puis je pense que juste jouer avec Ryan, qui est un joueur vraiment intelligent, puis c'était vraiment une bonne game.
Tu as joué un match avec énergie, comme on sait que tu peux jouer. Voulais-tu envoyer un dernier petit message aux dirigeants avant de partir pour l'été?
Ouais, c'est sûr. Je pense que j'ai pas pu me prouver autant que je voulais. Puis jouer la dernière à maison, ça faisait un petit bout, j'avais pas joué à maison, fait que j'avais un petit edge, mais j'ai adoré ma game. Je pense qu'en tackling, on a bien joué.
Merci, Nicolas.